So thanks, Patty, and thanks to all of you for coming out this morning. I know it's early in the morning on the last day of the conference, so we definitely appreciate you being here for our session. So what I'm going to talk to you today about is restaurant meals and marketing and why they're unfit for children. So we all know that rising obesity rates...
No relationship.
Yes, I don't have any relationships to disclose, by the way.
I'm going to just sit this here.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yep.
And then use the page down.
Okay. No problem. Okay. So, we all know that rising obesity rates and poor diets in children and adults are affected by a number of factors. One key factor, however, that undermines Americans' diets is food marketing, especially marketing aimed at kids. Studies show that marketing affects what children eat and are willing to eat, and that marketing causes kids to want more and to eat more of the foods that are marketed to them. If companies were marketing bananas and broccoli, this wouldn't be a problem. However, instead, virtually all of the foods that are marketed to kids are too high in calories, sugars, salt, and fat. And food companies know that marketing works, otherwise they wouldn't be spending $2 billion every year marketing their products to kids. That's a ton of marketing aimed exclusively at kids every year. And companies spend those $2 billion reaching kids in lots of different ways, as you can see. But far and above, the two most commonly used methods to market to kids are TV advertisements, which is about 38% of companies' annual yearly expenditures on marketing to kids, and on premiums, such as toys given away with restaurant kids' meals, which is about 22% of companies' annual marketing budgets to kids. Today, we're going to focus on the second category, the toy premiums. And before the rest of my fellow panelists kind of get into the nitty-gritty on policy development around toy giveaways, I want to take a step back and give you a little bit of background on why restaurant meals are not healthy to be marketed to kids. A growing and often problematic part of Americans' diets is eating out. Americans are relying more and more now on restaurants to feed themselves and their families. In fact, people are eating out twice as much today as they did in the 1970s, so that eating out now provides about one-third of the total calories consumed by the average American child or adult. But the reason why eating out is so problematic is that studies link eating out with higher caloric intakes and higher body weights. For example, children eat almost twice as many calories when they eat a meal at a restaurant compared to at home, an average of around 770 calories versus about 420 calories in a meal consumed at home. Large portion sizes, limited options, and lack of nutrition information all contribute to the negative effects of eating out on kids' diets. So this means that we in public health need to do more to help educate the public on the importance of healthy eating when eating out. But it also means that restaurants need to rethink their menus and make them more conducive to healthy eating, especially when it comes to children's meals. CSPI has done a series of studies on the nutritional quality of chain restaurant food. One of our studies looked at the nutritional quality of children's meals at the 25 largest chains by revenue and assessed each possible combination of kids meal, or assess each possible kids meal combination, meaning that we looked at each possible combination of each entree, each side, and each beverage, and compared it to nutrition standards adapted from the National Alliance for Nutrition Activities School Wellness Policy Standards. Overall, our study found that 93% of kids meals exceeded the calorie target in the model policy. Further, at the time of our study, none of the meal combinations at KFC, Sonic, Jack in the Box, Chick-fil-A, or Taco Bell met the calorie target in our model policy. The restaurant that had the greatest proportion of meals that met the standard was Subway. We found that burgers, chicken nuggets, macaroni and cheese, French fries, and soft drinks are the most common items offered on children's meals at the largest chain restaurants. As far as entrees go, we found that fried chicken was available at 90% of restaurants, followed by burgers, which are available at about two-thirds of restaurants, or 63%. We did find healthier entree options on some kids' menus, such as grilled chicken, seafood, and some sandwiches, but they were much less common. Grilled chicken was available in only about one-quarter of restaurants, and sandwiches are only available in about 10% of restaurants. French fries and other fried potatoes were the most common side items on children's menus, on the menu at 84% of restaurants. Soft drinks were by far the most popular beverage offered with children's meals. They were offered with children's meals at 95% of the largest chain restaurants. Now, one caveat I do have to offer is that our study took place in June of 2008. So some things have changed since that time. We know there's been some progress in improving children's meals, but our study still shows that restaurants have a lot of work to do. And given the increased prevalence of children eating out and the sky-high rates of childhood obesity, combined with the vast amount of money companies spend marketing kids' meals through premiums, we hope all restaurants will work much harder to improve the nutritional quality of their children's meals. As our study illustrated, the default options in most restaurant children's meals are typically a burger or fried chicken, French fries, and a soft drink. We're encouraging restaurants to make healthier items like fruit or vegetables and low-fat milk or water the default side dishes instead of French fries and soda, especially in their kids' meals that are included with toys. This way, when a parent orders a children's meal, it would come automatically with a fruit or a vegetable instead of milk, or instead of fries, and milk or water instead of soda. Right now, at most restaurants, the opposite is true. Disney offers healthy options as the default with kids' meals at its theme parks, and about two-thirds of parents stick with those healthy options. More restaurants should do the same. Let people opt out if they want to, but studies show that many people will stick with the default, especially if it's a beneficial default. In the case of kids' meals, restaurants most often assume the choice of side dish, which is usually the unhealthy option. But by assuming the healthier side and beverage, restaurants could significantly cut the fat, saturated fat, and calories in their children's meals. As I mentioned a minute ago, we are seeing more and more improvements to kids' meals lately. Several fast food restaurants have taken the positive step of advertising children's meals with healthier options like apple slices, applesauce, and low-fat milk. For example, McDonald's has announced it will shrink the fries and include apples in all Happy Meals. And Arby's, Subway, Sonic, and Darden restaurants have recently announced improvements, and the NRA started Kids Live Well to help their members improve the nutritional quality of their kids' meals. Some of these and other restaurants have also pledged to only feature their kids' meals in their advertising, their healthier kids' meals in their advertising as well. These are all really good steps, but just as these fast food restaurants apply nutrition standards to the meals they offer and advertise, we would also like to see them apply nutrition standards to the meals they sell with toys. Or, even better, they should stop using toys to promote kids' meals altogether, just as Jack in the Box has recently done. The new policies adopted by these restaurants are steps in the right direction for sure. But as I mentioned earlier, there's so much more that needs to be done. Many other countries have passed laws regulating food marketing to children. In the U.S., however, we rely on self-regulation to address food marketing to children. Since 2006, 17 food companies have pledged to scale back their marketing of unhealthy foods to kids through the Council of Better Business Bureau's Children's Food and Advertising Initiative, or the CFBAI. Self-regulation has definitely spurred some progress in the right direction, but it's not without its problems. One of those problems is that two-thirds, or 68%, of companies that market to children are not self-regulating. So food and beverage manufacturers are doing the most. About two-thirds of them, or 64%, do have marketing policies, compared to just a quarter of restaurants or entertainment companies, where only 22% participate. But as you can see, many of the key marketers to children haven't even joined the self-regulatory program, like Chuck E. Cheese, Yum! Brands, and the makers of Airheads Candy. Among the companies who have volunteered to participate in the self-regulatory program, four, Coke, Hershey's, Mars, and Cadbury Adams, have agreed to limit the marketing of all of their products. This is great. The other 13 participants have agreed to set nutrition standards limiting the amount of calories, fats, salt, and sugar in the foods they'll market to children. It used to be that each company had its own set of nutrition standards, but recently all of the CFBI participants agreed to adopt one uniform set of nutrition standards. This is definitely a positive step. However, the new nutrition standards are too weak and allow unhealthy foods like Cocoa Puffs and Cookie Crisps, Kool-Aid, and sugary popsicles to continue to be marketed to children. Another problem with self-regulation is while most food company marketing policies do a pretty good job of covering advertising on TV, radio, magazines, and the internet, few companies have agreed to limit marketing through on-package, like in contests and games, marketing through the use of company logos, marketing through toys, as we've been talking about, and marketing in middle and high schools. So, as we've discussed, marketing using toys and other premiums is the second largest form of marketing to children, but it's not even covered by self-regulation at this point. Several studies show that self-regulation has led to some reductions in unhealthy food marketing to children, but the vast majority of marketed products remain high in calories and saturated fat, sodium, and/or added sugars, and low in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other key nutrients. For self-regulation to make true progress in reducing the marketing of unhealthy, nutritionally poor foods and beverages to children, much more needs to be done, especially with regard to marketing using toys and other premiums. State and local advocacy is a great tool for pressuring companies to adopt better marketing policies. One particularly effective vehicle at the state and local level is the adoption of ordinances governing how local companies can market food to children, especially through toys and other premiums. And given that no restaurants are applying their marketing standard to toy giveaways with children's meals, states and localities have begun working on legislation to set nutrition standards for children's meals that can include toys or other incentives. Santa Clara County and San Francisco were the first two to pass such laws. New York City also recently introduced one, and others are working on doing the same. Establishing local policies setting nutrition standards for children's meals that restaurants offer with toys is an effective way for localities to achieve positive change at the local level and spur progress nationwide. Policies such as these support healthy choices for children and parents and prevent companies from interfering with parents' personal decisions on what they choose to eat and feed their families. States and localities should recognize the important role they play in the creation of a positive, healthy nutrition environment for the families who call them home. Some have begun to do so, but we urge more states and localities to take action. Regulating commercial products and practices, such as the practice of providing toys with children's meals, is a basic exercise of a municipality's authority to protect the public's health, safety, and general welfare. For more information on food marketing to kids and for background information on toy giveaways with children's meals, you can visit CSPI's website listed there, and also for a model policy that states and localities can use to implement their own ordinances regulating toy giveaways with children's meals, you can go to the NPLAN site, which is listed second right there. Thank you so much for having me, and I am happy to take your questions at the end. Thanks.